Hi, welcome to the Frihoff Institute of Progressive Halakha. I'm Rabbi Mark Wyshovsky with the 12-minute shiur number 30, When Doctors Do Harm, Medical Malpractice in the Halakha, Part 2. We're working from a source sheet that you can find and download at our website, www.frihoffinstitute.org/learning, and then scroll down to the 12-minute shiur number 30. In our installment number 29, we described the development of the Jewish law of medical malpractice from rabbinical times all the way through the major codes. And what we saw was a pretty good deal for doctors. The physician who, during treatment, commits an error that causes injury to the patient is exempt from liability to pay damages. Now, more precisely, to use the terminology of the Ramban in his Sefer Torah Ta'adam, the physician is patul midinei adam v'chayav bidinei shemayim. He or she is exempt from culpability on the basis of human law, that is, the Beit Din can't force them to compensate the injured party, but they're liable according to divine law, meaning that the Beit Din Shel Ma'ala, the heavenly tribunal, will hold them accountable. The physician, in other words, has a moral obligation, but not a legally enforceable obligation to pay damages. And we saw how this standard of the Ramban is reflected in the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. And we looked as well at two other approaches that offered an even better deal for doctors. First, there was the Tashbetz, Rabbi Shimon ben Semach Duran, who holds that even the moral obligation to pay damages applies only to the surgeon, whose injury to the patient is obvious, but not to the internal medicine doctor. And the other one, the Ran, Rabbeinu Nisim of Girona, exempts physicians even from moral liability for damages caused by medical error, because, as he puts it, the physician is anus, coerced by the Torah to perform the mitzvah of medicine. And the halakha generally holds that one who is coerced into an action is exempt from culpability for that action. A good deal? A better deal? All of this would lead us to conclude that there is no such thing, or at least almost no such thing, as medical malpractice as a cause for legal action in the halakha. But let's not jump to that conclusion, because there is another approach to the question, taken by a medieval authority and then picked up by a leading contemporary posek. This approach is a lot tougher on physicians and is comparable to the approach to medical malpractice taken by other legal systems. The medieval authority is the Tashbetz, the guy we've talked about who distinguishes between the surgeon and the internal medicine doc. Now, in our last installment, we expressed our skepticism about that distinction, but in that same responsum, he makes another point that makes a lot of sense. It's on lines 1 through 16 of the source sheet. We conclude, he says, from the foregoing analysis that the rofe uman, the expert physician, who has received permission or license from the Beit Din to practice, the Beit Din in this case is the equivalent of the medical licensing board composed of medical experts, this physician who errs, ta'a, and causes injury, whether intentionally bemezid or accidentally b'shogeg, is chayav, obligated under din hovel, the law of bodily injury, to compensate the patient for that injury in cases where, and now we're on line 3, vehikiru ta'uto rofim acherim, other expert physicians recognize his error. He goes on in lines 5 and 6, v'im lo ta'a, the asaha ra'ui lo la'asot, if the physician did not err, but rather provided the proper standard of care, literally the physician did what was proper for physicians to do, but injured the patient accidentally through his negligence, p'shiato, the physician is exempt from liability for the betterment of society, mipnei tikkun olam. His judgment is handed over to heaven, meaning, as Ramban would put it, the physician is patur midinei adam v'chayav bidinei shamayim. It's a moral obligation, but not a legally enforceable one. Now, again, Tashbetz is problematic. It's hard to tell the difference between the error he talks about in the first paragraph, for which the physician is held liable, and then accidental damage caused by negligence, or pshia, in the second paragraph, for which he's exempt. I mean, why is negligence different from an action that is not proper for physicians to do? Clearly, Tashbetz could have used an editor, but we can see what he's getting at. The difference between damage that demands compensation and damage that doesn't demand compensation is measured here by professional standards. The consensus opinion among rofim acherim, that is, medical experts, other medical experts in general, as to what counts as proper treatment, the standard of care in any particular situation. So long as the physician, in any case, adheres to those professional standards, she's exempt from malpractice liability, mipnei tikkun olam, for the betterment of society. Because, well, without some degree of protection from liability, no one in their right mind would ever risk practicing medicine. A physician who departs from those professional standards, however, is not acting as a physician when he injures the patient, right? So therefore, the physician forfeits protection against claims for damages. The contemporary authority is Rabbi Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg, in a responsum from his many-volume collection entitled Tzitz Eliezer. Rabbi Waldenberg, who died at the beginning of this century, specialized in questions of medical halakha and even published a commentary called Ramat Rachel on the sections of the Aruch HaShulchan that deal with medical issues. Now, that's important for our question because, as we saw in installment number 29, the Aruch HaShulchan, which appeared at the beginning of the 20th century, holds that the physician is exempt from court-enforced liability for error committed, as he puts it, al yadei hitrashluto velo ien yafeh, as a result of his negligence, for example, when he did not properly examine the patient. That is, the Aruch HaShulchan comes right out and says, in the name of the halakha, that for negligence, the physician is patur medine adam v'chayav medine shemayim. And that is too much for Rabbi Waldenberg. Let's take a look at lines 21 and 31. V'nireh demistaber lomar, he says, it stands to reason that, and here he uses a hypothetical that we can all understand, if a physician gives the wrong injection to a patient, or if the physician switches the proper drug for a harmful one causing death or injury, in other words, when the physician acts without and out negligence, then he is liable for damages lekulei alma according to all opinions. Wait a minute. All opinions? Come on, it's certainly not the opinion of the Ramban, or the Ran, or the Shulchan Aruch, or the Aruch HaShulchan. Those sources, remember, exempt the physician from monetary, court-enforced monetary liability for damages caused in error. But Waldenberg, on the basis of nothing other than svara, or reason, asserts that all those authorities would agree with him that, lines 23 and 33 now, davka b'ta'a ha'rofe v'chashav l'zrika zot o l'sam ze l'mirpa, hu diyesh makom lomal de'anus hu. For it is only when the physician administers a drug that he thinks will be therapeutic that we can consider him anus, or coerced, to perform medicine. Ve'en lo elamashe navro'ot, either because he has acted according to his best judgment, that is, best medical judgment, o de'en l'cha b'rufu'ah shelo tehe ba midat ma shel sakana, or because all medical procedures involve a degree of danger. That's because, line 25 now, b'chol zot hitasek b'mitzvat haripui k'fi havanato b'chokmat harifuah shebiado. And line 36, even though the patient was harmed, the physician acted according to his medical knowledge and training. The physician, in other words, was actually practicing medicine, the medicine that he was trained to perform when the harm occurred and therefore is protected from liability. On the other hand, when the physician picks up the wrong injection and administers it, in line 26, Hare mitbarer degam lefi havanato hu lo hitasek klal uchlal b'mitzvat haripui. For even according to his own knowledge and training, he has not engaged in the mitzvah of healing. Rather, in his haste, he has exchanged the life-saving drug for one that causes the patient's death. In such a case, the physician actually exits the category of physician and becomes, well, he becomes Adam, a human being like the rest of us. And as we learn in Tractate Bava Kama, Adam Muad Le'olam, the human being is always liable for damage caused by his or her negligence. Now, whether or not Kulei Alma, all opinions, would in fact agree with Rabbi Waldenberg, and we have no way of proving that because, of course, all those opinions belong to authors who have long since departed this earth, we do have to say that his position is in fact mistaber. It's entirely reasonable. It's reasonable, that is, to offer a good deal of protection to physicians and to other medical professionals from liability for damages, mipnei tikkun olam, to encourage people to enter those fields and to practice medicine. And it's also entirely reasonable to deny them that protection in cases when, through their own negligence and lack of attention, they cease to offer their patients the proper standard of care. In other words, Rabbi Waldenberg may have departed from the words of his predecessors. He may have given us a very original standard of medical malpractice. But that standard is so reasonable that we got to follow that one rather than the literal meaning of the words of his predecessors and the great codes. At any rate, for a more detailed discussion of this topic, you can visit our website at freehoffinstitute.org/learning, and then scroll down to Yore Dea, Health and Medicine, and then click on Medical Malpractice and the Halakha. This has been the 12-Minute Shiur from the Freehoff Institute of Progressive Halakha. Thanks for learning with us, and Lehitraot.